Recording 7.3.
And can you give us examples of typical cultural mistakes made by people doing business internationally?
There are lots of quoted examples, and I think they're really to do with attitudes, particular facets of cultures. For example, time would be a very important cultural aspect that you really do have to learn. If you're from a Western culture, then how you do approach time and how you do business, for example, in a country like Saudi Arabia, would be very important. Other examples are really attitudes to hierarchy. For example, there are many US corporations who have very young, high-flying business, very successful business executives. For example, if you send one of those individuals to meet and do business with a senior Asian business person, again, Japan comes to mind, then they'll be met with a very distinctly negative response. And what indeed will happen is that the senior Asian business person will see this very much as an insult, probably either leave the meeting or refuse to attend the meeting, and will actually send somebody who they think is of equal status and age to negotiate with that individual. And because that lower individual, more junior individual, doesn't have the authority, then you're very unlikely to achieve anything out of that meeting.